Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Greetings. I am Claudette Levi-Farnham, history graduate of the University of the West Indies at Cahill Campus. On this day, July 3, 1841, in the Barbadian, a report was published which treated to a meeting of the organization known as Barbados Auxiliary to the Society in Great Britain for the extinction of the slave trade and the civilization of Africa. The meeting was held on March 17th, where the name of the organization was established, along with 11 resolutions that were unanimously adopted as the rules that would govern its operation. The name of the organization then being germane to its intended focus of operation. According to historian Melanie Newton, this organization was established by, quote, elite men of color, along with a number of prominent white planters, merchants, and clergymen, after a parent society was founded in 1839 by Thomas Fowell Buxton, the leader of the parliamentary anti-slavery lobby, end quote. The overall structure of the organization was clearly set, with its business to be administered by a committee which was constituted by a president, vice president, treasurer, two secretaries, and not less than 12 other members of committee with the power to add to their number. The election of this governing slate of members was designated to take place every year at the general meeting. The organization was founded and positions held largely by free men of color, Bridgetown merchants, including London-born Charles Phipps, John Sheaf, Samuel Sandiford, and John Gaskin. The value of this society to the regional and international movement for abolition was inestimable. Even though the slave trade and slavery had been abolished in Barbados in 1807 and 1838 respectively, other countries were still actively involved in slaving. For example, the enslaved laborers in the French Caribbean colonies of Martinique and Guadeloupe, as well as those in Danish St. Croix, continued in slavery until its end in 1848. In the USA, slavery was abolished in 1865 after a bloody civil war, and Cuba ended its system in 1886, while Brazil abolished slavery in 1888. But the Society for the Extinction of the Slave Trade was not only concerned with abolition. It sought to initiate measures that would redound to the social development of people in Africa. According to historian Carrie Banton, Barbadians saw themselves as quote-unquote civilizers in their relationship with Africa, and this explains their interest in sending missionaries to Africa as early as the 1850s and the eventual migration of over 300 persons to Liberia in 1865. Therefore, this passion to assist Africa and to agitate for the abolition of the slave trade was the motivational force behind the formation of the society in 1841. The publication of its organizational structure in the Barbadian on this day, July 3, 1841, can be interpreted as an advertisement for more adherents to join the cause of freedom and development in Africa.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.